Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Everybody, where am I? Oh boy, I made the mistake, the first time I've ever made this mistake on the show. No, it isn't. I do it every week, but this time I smoked too much already. Hey everybody, welcome to the second Getting Dug with High live at Largo on La Cienega. Yes. Los Angeles. I didn't get it out before you started applauding. And it's important to know that there isn't a Largo on La Cienega in other places. Not that I'm aware of. Since there are fire laws, we are not allowed to smoke in this theater. But there are no laws against vaporizing in this theater. So we're going to vaporize on stage, and if you guys, you know, during the commercial breaks, the live audience, I appreciate you being here, during the commercial breaks, or at any break, your own personal break, you can step outside, but don't smoke out here on the patio, because it's also not allowed there, but if you go out, like, past the gate, right out front there, like, you can go smoke near the Iron Patriot if you want, and the Comedy Patriot is out there. We didn't ask him to come here. He quit Kill Tony the day after I had him and the guys from Kill Tony on Getting Dug with High, because I think he saw like a potential move there, like, oh, I'm just gonna be on Getting Dug with High from now on. And it's like, I don't need a superhero. I don't need that guy on stage every show, but I like him. He's a nice guy. So, and he's outside, and he's like, let me in. I want to come in, surprise everybody. And they're like, well, Largo's only a seated venue. There's no standing room. And yeah, he can only stand in that costume. That's why he takes the bus. It's a glorious... He has a whole backstory. Watch episodes of Kill Tony, or if you want to know more about Comedy Patriot, whatever he's calling himself. We've got five great guests for you guys tonight that are going to... We're going to join our... It's not a circle, smoker's circle. It's a smoker's row, but... I very excited. This show has got such a you don't know what's going to happen feel to it, but I will tell you this. I do not think any of these guests brought their pets. Or, yeah, people love Sammo, and I can't produce Sammo every time. That wasn't even Eric Andre's pet. It's some girly-nosed dog. Maybe it's his girlfriend. I don't know. I didn't get into it. Please give a big, warm Largo on La Cienega in Los Angeles welcome to Ricky Lindholm, Jacob Siroff, Matt Besser, Jeff Tate, and Greg Proops.
Like the 50s.
It's the Dallas Smokers Club.
These are tall chairs.
chairs to fall off of when
they
you're
are.
Too high.
Yeah.
If Texas legalizes weed, they should definitely call a store that. But where do we start? Holy crap. Greg Proops is here, you guys.
Hi, everybody. Hello, America. Hello, Los Angeles. So divine to be here, Doug, on La Cienega once again. I saw the iron, what's he called? The iron kitchen implement?
The dude patriot. Outside? He's a patriot.
He's a patriot, yeah.
Comic that, patriot, iron patriot, whatever you want to call
him. And you said he's from Switzerland, and yet he's a patriot.
No, I think the outfit was from Switzerland. They mailed it. He spent a lot of money, and they mailed it to him.
There's nothing more patriotic than spending a lot of money.
And it doesn't fit him well enough for him to sit down.
No, he can't sit, but he can cajole, and he can wheedle.
And I'm sure that's what he's still out there doing.
Oh.
Can we have a comedy patriot check? Like, could someone run outside and make sure that he's there, like, every 5 minutes? Because I feel safer in here knowing that he's outside.
That's a person?
Okay. Yeah, there's a person in that suit, Jeff. Matt Besser. Matt Besser's here, you guys. And,
hey, Doug, I should make an apology for last time I was on.
Why? What happened? What went wrong?
This is to everyone who might have seen that show and everybody watching at home that saw that show. I took a vape hit and I didn't... I didn't clear the chamber. And I'll let the stale hit.
Matt, there are children in Africa that would clear that chamber.
I was just thinking about myself. I didn't think about whoever was going to follow me. And I didn't clear it. And I'll clear it next time. Fuck. This is so hard.
Well, I'm glad you had the chance to come back and, clear that up. And, thanks.
It was rude. And it's rude. And I'm not the only one. I'm the only one apologizing, but there have been others. And they're bastards.
Well, there's only vaporizer bags tonight, so you don't have any chambers to clear. So you should get out of here okay.
What is some the etiquette people, of the bag?
What's that?
What's bag etiquette?
Just sip it. You don't have to finish it. You don't have to finish it. Just take a little. But last time, most of the guests tapped out before it was over.
It's rude to pop the bag, I guess.
Don't pop it, because it ruins my bag, and also I don't like that sudden sound. It's scary, you know? People are trying to
Doug
kill me.
Doug Benson and dogs.
Ricky Lindholm is here, you guys.
Even know what clear the chamber means, so I feel like a real novice pot smoker. And I just tried the bag for the first time backstage, and I don't know if I did it right.
What's there to do wrong? The smoke went in and you blew it out, and
nothing came out because there was just vapor. So I didn't. When I smoke pot, I know if I got a hit when the smoke comes out. But now that nothing comes out, I'm not gonna know.
Oh, we'll take a bigger hit next time. Something will come around.
Okay.
You're also floating an inch above your chair right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I'm good. Yeah. I drank some wine just in case so I can get on everyone's level.
Of course, Ricky's been on Douglas Movies a bunch of times, and she's also won the taller half of Garfunkel and Oates, the comedy singing duo.
Yep.
And so Kate Micucci, your partner in that endeavor, Oates.
Yeah, she doesn't smoke much.
She doesn't smoke much, but she does on occasion.
She does. So I don't know. You can maybe get
but
her
she's,
out here.
But so why doesn't she want to do this? She's just scared?
I feel like she's scared.
Yeah.
She likes being in control. you know, right. of herself.
She seems drink, like she such drinks, a control freak.
She drinks like once a year and smokes pot twice a year.
Oh,
I would
okay.
say that's her.
Well, all right. So one of those two times could be on this show.
I think it should be.
How bi-annual curious.
Yeah. She's so fun, though. She's the most fun when she's high or drunk because she talks about it the whole time. She's like, I'm so drunk.
That
she's
horrible.
Totally. No, it's, no, on her, it's like adorable. I don't know why.
Yeah, she's cute. She's super cute. Fun to carry around in a pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And
true.
And well, I'll keep trying to coerce her. I mean, I don't want to be too pushy about it. I was shocked that you said yes, to be honest.
Really?
Because I've never smoked weed with you.
I
smoked weed in front
smoked.
Of you because I was in that video as Santa Claus smoking weed that you did.
You were.
And you didn't. And I was smoking the whole time, and you never said pass that over here.
Well,
here's
what you'll learn today: the second I smoke weed, I cannot focus, and so I just turn into a total mess. So that's why I didn't smoke it during our video shoot. But I will smoke it today and then be completely unhelpful.
Cannot wait.
Yes. I will contribute nothing to this show.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna be the Jonah Ray of this. How many people were in the room for the last one? Thank you for coming back, and I hope we can live up to that last one because there's no dogs, and we'll see how Ricky stacks up against Jonah Ray. But we should keep a running tally. We'll keep a running tally of getting Doug with High Live. Which person? There'll always be a person that got the most too high. what an elegantly phrased prize that is. Jacob Suroff is here, everybody. Jacob has been kind of off of the weed a little bit. He hasn't been smoking as much as he used to back when I hung out with him more. And we just spent a few days together, and I got him back in shape. We went on the Weezer cruise together, and yeah, it was. I wish I was still on it. That's how great it was, and this is my favorite thing to do is getting Doug with high. But I had.
I would
such
have
a
gone on
time.
That, but Weezer makes me throw up.
maybe Weezer and the rocking of the ship would counteract against each other.
Do I get to talk for my segment? Or?
Yeah.
Everybody else got to say stuff.
Your segment.
Yeah,
it's my segment. Let
it's
me enjoy
very
it.
Orchestrated segments until we start smoking.
Well,
and then you can't really ask for a segment again.
It seems like we're introducing in the order of notoriety. I'm just glad I beat Jeff Tate.
That's really. Oh. You're Jacob. You're already the villain of the
piece. I know. That's why you brought me on.
You just made me way more sympathetic. And that's, I appreciate it.
Still my segment, Jeff.
Jeff Tate is here, everybody. Would you have liked to have gone on the Weezer cruise?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It was.
It was really fun.
You haven't lived until you've been smoking on a balcony, muttering to yourself, I'm the captain now.
I've done that.
On the balcony of a ship?
You didn't say ship.
Oh.
I've been on plenty of balconies.
Balcony of your home. At your apartment. I'm the captain now.
You gotta let those fucking neighbors know.
You knock on the wall?
Yeah. It's me.
It's me, the captain. The captain needs a cup of sugar. Of course, I mean heroin. Let me go back to Jacob for just a second, because that was fun to cut him off, but he really does. He does deserve a segment, because he's been through a lot. He just had to do 4 shows with me in 6 days, and there was a stand-up and a Doug Loves Movies, and what else did we do? Movie Interruption. We interrupted Point Break, which is the best. It's perfect for interrupting because it's a really fun movie that turns
Speaking
out.
Speaking of the microphone, Squid Brain.
Yeah, Squid Brain.
You remember Squid Brain?
Like he's just. he's not in it enough, Gary Busey, because I swear he turned during the making of that movie. That's when he became, that's when he started to become the Gary Busey yes. we know today.
Yes. Yeah.
It's true. When the movie started, I was, is this pre-crazy Gary Busey or post? And then I realized, oh, it's happening right
this
now.
This is where it happened.
In front of us. This is the moment.
I became an expert on wax.
You've seen this movie a lot, Greg. We have a photograph.
Yeah, if you could, if you could slip in a line that he says every few minutes for the rest of the show, it'd make me happy.
I will.
And we'll all guess which movie it is. Point Break. But yeah, Jacob and I had a lot of fun times and adventures, and that's why we have matching raspy voices tonight, because.
Why,
it wasn't like we were running around going, Weezer! It was.
Just talking. To be fair, I was doing that.
I was doing a lot. But it was, we figured out it was because it's a rock cruise, so you're seeing rock bands all day long, but you're on a boat, so like the band is playing like in a corner of a bar in a casino or wherever, and so it's just crazy loud all the time. And so, but you want to have conversations with people because it's a friendly boat. And
apparently when you're on a balcony, you're only muttering to yourself.
Yeah. It's a chance to really get to know people. And so you have to scream to be heard. And so that's why our voices are gone. Good story.
You just spent 6 days yelling. So you like Weezer? You like Weezer?
Yeah. Pinkerton is my favorite too. You're a Weezer fan if Pinkerton is your favorite. It's official. All right, so how are we doing on time? Oh, shit, we got to wrap it up. It's been...
I am so high, I forgot we got high. I don't remember us passing it.
Have we had a hit yet?
What's that?
Have we had a hit?
No, we're going to hit it right at 20 minutes after the hour, because that means it's 4:20 somewhere. And that specific somewhere is Sydney, Australia.
Really?
I've been told. I haven't done the research myself.
Why were they so excited it was Sydney, Australia?
I don't know. I don't know. We get a lot of strange bumps out of the crowd for this show.
It's a great place to get high.
Because I assume, is it safe to assume most of you pre-gamed? So they're gonna laugh at shit that doesn't make sense.
The ones who aren't clapping are the highest too. There's some up there that's like.
They're not even Asian.
Those were just chairs.
They're not even Asian.
Two chairs had glasses.
Those are not real Asian.
The guy in the front is wearing a blanket. He brought a blanket.
Are you making s'mores?
It's a dope serape.
Yeah.
Because stoners would buy the shit out of blanket clothes.
It makes you feel comfortable, doesn't it? And safe. Safe and warm and secure and whatnot. It's like wearing a Ritz cracker, you know what I mean? You feel like mom's gonna come by and give you some soup and whatnot.
You know, you're hitting a strong indica or some dabs. You never know when you're going to want to have a sidewalk nap.
He's just starting to laugh at our first joke now. Minutes from now, he's going to take that blanket off. Hey, stop making fun of me.
My people have traveled so far. We will trade you.
Oh, God.
You did get a hit.
I did. I got one hit backstage. It took me a second.
My people have made many gigas and bric-a-brac. Maybe a necklace for the lovely blonde girl. In turquoise.
So you're thinking the vaporizer works now, Ricky?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, Ricky, you're so high. You're so high, you blow my mind. Hey, Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah. I have a
new wave song does with your name, Greg?
Not a lot. Troops is a toughie to rhyme with, buddy.
It it's 419, y'all.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
What the fuck is that?
That guy is the perfect guy to deliver that. If Vanna White had walked out, it just wouldn't have looked right.
Is that Chris Christopherson?
We call him the soft patriot.
Doug's just delighted himself. He's delighted himself.
I'm still also laughing at Jeff Tate going, what the hell is that? What? You haven't seen this yet?
No.
This is a vaporizer bag full of, you can see, it's pretty. This it kind of looks like daytime in Los Angeles. It's got a real nice smoggy feel to it. And, yeah, you just press this up to your mouth when the time comes. Take a little sip off of it. You don't have to finish the bag.
That's wild, man.
You don't have to clear the chamber bag. But, yeah, and when it's 420, I want everyone... Oh, it is 420.
Oh, Jesus.
Somewhere. So I want everybody to get a quick hit.
Hello, Sydney.
Oh, shit, it's really... So shade.
So be able, yeah, wipe it off. Or if you have a lighter, light it on fire. Anybody ever do that to you? Like, you take a hit, and then you pass it back to them, and then you take a lighter, and they light the end of the pipe on. I'm gonna burn that shit off that you just put on there. It's a smart move, I think.
Smoke did come out. I was wrong about before.
Don't freak it out, man. It kind of tastes like five people.
Blueberry Crush lipstick, so it would be awesome.
All right, so...
There we go.
Yeah,
I mean,
pace yourselves, but...
Why?
If it goes at this pace, we'll be dead.
We keep smoking it, they'll keep bringing it to us, so...
I've never been high on stage before, so might as well fucking...
Okay, first of all, you're a liar. Really? You wait till after the show to get high.
Yeah.
That's your usual. Let's do it right now. Jeff Tate's high history, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, the first answer is Cochise.
Just pass that off there, Matt, and we'll get a new one. When did you start smoking, comedian Jeff Tate?
Oh, I thought it was like history.
And don't say a couple minutes ago. Like, when did you start?
I was 19.
Oh, okay. And why? Why'd you get into it?
Are you passing, bro?
You're passing already?
I'm in the middle of my segment.
No.
We have a medic standing by, so it's totally safe.
Oh, that's good.
I was like, put us in chairs that are as far from the ground as possible.
Now, this is great, though. This is...
It's going
so when we fall, it'll be spectacular.
No, that's a lot.
Trying to make television here for the internet.
We're smoking like the RA is coming. We're going into the towel.
I don't know what that is. I've never worked at a hospital. So.
I saw Nurse Jackie once, though, and it was awesome.
Why did you start, Jeff?
I heard great things.
Okay.
It was, I think the first time I was drunk and the second time I did it, I went, my friend was like, we should get high and go to the movies. And we went and saw Event Horizon.
That's why to this day you insist that's a great movie.
I don't. I think it was very scary. I walked up to the counter and I said, I was trying to sneak in a candy bar and a Mountain Dew. And I set it on the counter. I was like, one for Event Horizon. And she goes, you can't come in with that. And I was like, how does she know we're high?
So did you just finish it outside and then go in?
No, I told her I was going to go put it in the car, and then I went outside and put it in my pocket. Yeah. And then went into the movie.
Smart. You were not smart and then smart, and it worked out.
Yeah, but Event Horizon, man, that's fucking, that's a solid
okay,
movie.
Okay, we'll save that for the other, save that for the other podcast. One of the others. What about you, Jacob? Jacob Siroff, what's your high history?
It was peer pressure. 100%. I moved from San Francisco to the suburbs in the middle of 10th grade, and I didn't smoke weed. And some kid asked me, do you smoke weed? You're from San Francisco. I said, yeah, of course I do, because I needed friends. And he came to mind. He goes, great, I'm coming to your house today to get you high. And I just didn't know how to back out of it. So he brought this other guy, and he made me smoke weed. And then that started like a 20-year every day, all day. Fucking up of my life.
Well,
we don't know how to. I never figured out how to monetize my habits like you have, Doug.
Well, that's.
It's amazing. You have an empire.
Well, you know, you're welcome to join the empire.
I could be Vader, maybe, to your emperor.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so that's how it was completely peer pressure. I didn't want to smoke at all.
All right, well. So,
but now.
Now you're in.
Now I'm back. I took a 3-year break. Doug got me back.
At least you. Are you laughing because I'm vulgarding this?
I was showing Ricky my ring.
It's made from a quarter.
Would you like to describe what it says there on the part of the ring?
That's an eagle.
No, that.
A pan made a tin file.
1959, the year Greg was born, and then the rest is the quarter.
Well, what Ricky's been smoking is Super Silver Haze. It says in God we trust. That's
and, what have the rest of us been smoking?
Leafly said this one packs quite a punch, and it makes you want to get lost in art for hours. So in other words, you're going to look at a painting for a long time and eventually you'll see a dinosaur. And if we get to the indica tonight, which I think we should do a round of indica just to please the people out there that think, yeah, people think this show is an indica hater, and I don't hate any weed. All weed is my friend. Just one friend makes me go to bed too early. I don't want that from a friend. That sounds like a real control freak.
What if you had a friend that told you when to go to bed?
They don't. I'm the one that knocks.
You want to watch Long Kiss Goodnight? I think it's time for you to go to sleep, Doug. It's almost 10:30.
But on a recent show, we had an indica that we have here tonight as well that I called Hero-wana. But turns out it's pronounced heroana, because it's like the heroine of weed. I thought heroana sounded really, like that's something the Comedy Patriot would smoke. All right, Ricky, what's your high history? What was your first time?
I think I was like 23 or 24. It was older. In
older,
my life.
Sure.
And we listened to Eminem for like 4 hours.
The candy?
What?
Candy?
Yeah, the candy. We listened to Encore.
They don't talk like they do in the commercials.
Yeah. We listened to his album on repeat.
Did you get a hit?
Until a neighbor told us to stop.
It's out there now.
Mm-hmm. But one time Kate accidentally got high before we went on stage.
Accidentally?
At UCB, she fell asleep in the green room when people were smoking. And I had to wake her up for our show, for our set, and we went on stage, and Brody Stevens was on stage playing drums, and we were dressed as Garfunkel and Oates from the 70s, and so she had a wig and a fro, and then Kate just started putting her head against the mic. And we had this back and forth duet, and I sang my thing, and I was like, da-da-da-da, and then she just was like...
I'd like
and
to
then
point
I just
out
had
that
to
Kate
call
just
it.
Called a mustache a fro, so you're getting really high, I think.
You just called me Kate, so you're
really high. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Easy. Have you not seen this bag of weed? Jesus.
But we had to just, like, call the show and have Brody take over. Brody Stevens saved us with his drums and stuff.
Also, she just gave someone else's high history.
Yeah, well, Brody, you know, we've invited him on the show. We love him and hope he wants to come on someday, but, you know, he's currently trying to, he's still figuring out the right mix of medications.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, doing something like this might throw it off a little. So
I respect that. Come on here. I was just saying that he saved us when Kate was really high and could not perform.
No, I got the point of your story.
Oh, I see.
I then took it and added something to it that might be of interest to people.
Oh, I see. I did not realize. No, I see.
Greg and Matt, of course, have been on the other show and told us their high history then, so we don't, why repeat it, even though no one probably remembers, because everyone watching the show, you can watch the same episode, it's a new episode again, but,
and I'll do my shroom history.
Oh, okay, real quick, give us your shroom history.
You guys can look it up in the timeline. But my roommate, who was a pot dealer, he came home with a bag of shrooms one day. It was literally a big old bag. And he's like, let's shroom. And I was ready to do that. So I was like, okay, but I don't have a scale yet. Okay, let's just guess what a gram is. So he picked out a calf like this big, which later, once we had his scale, was definitely like 3.5-4 grams. Do a gram when you're starting. So anyway, I did at least 3 grams. Cut to, also, side note, Fish was playing on our campus, and they were nobody at this point. They were just playing in the still basement of a house. What's that?
Still started with an F?
Yeah, just regular Fish. They can still spell it at this point.
Still just living in Abe Vigoda's shadow? Did you know he's still alive? That's a callback from a month ago. Okay, so, Matt, finish this story.
Okay.
After this, it's got a good cliffhanger. People want to know people are dying to know the rest of the story. We'll hear the rest of Matt's story after these messages from Video Podcast Network.
Hello. My name is David Lance, and I'm the president of Google. We own YouTube. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash. He's a man with an idea. And he wants to light it for you. He'll help make you smart and listen to your feelings.
We're back. Yeah.
I'm not trying to move you. I'm completely can't move myself.
My chair's stationary.
Matt, when you were on the show.
Oh.
Oh, wait. First, finish your story.
Oh.
Where are we? Okay. Cut to, and it was a cut to because I can't remember. In real life, you sometimes cut to things. But cut to. Outside our football field, and this is a Division III football field, so it was just it's basically a high school field, and it had a 6-foot chain link fence around the whole field, except for the main entrance, which was a big, ornate iron, like 20-foot with spikes, real beautiful thing. And for some reason, I felt we needed to climb over that fence to get into the football field. Cut to, you know, in your jeans, when you wear them for a while and they start to get that hole right there in your crotch? One of the spikes went through one hole and out another hole. And also, if you've ever done shrooms, sometimes you lose your muscle control. Like, you're just like, it all goes away. I am literally hanging by my crotch on a 20-foot iron fence. With my friends going, come down. I'm like, I can't pull myself over this thing. Then cut to the 50-yard line. Somehow I got down. And me asking, what is my name? No joke, and where in the universe are we? And my friend going, dude, I can't deal with you now. The Fish show is about to begin.
Holy shit, that's like everything that would ever happen during a lifetime of doing shrooms.
got it all done in one sesh. I just picture, I think that'd be a good commercial for those jeans. That you could hang, that you could, hang from a spike, skin, and they don't, yeah. Matt, when you were on the show in the studio in the spacement, I think we never got a good answer out of you for most famous person you ever smoked with. Like, you were still thinking about it after the show, I think. Did you come up with one since then?
Oh, I thought I said... To me, at the time, well, Stephen Wright was a huge... was very huge for me. And
I think you did say that on the show. This is what the same conversation happened.
I know. Like, yeah, I thought so.
But you like ultimately were like, but I don't know if I've ever really spoken to anybody really, really, really famous, like, or anyone that'd be a surprise that they smoked.
Well, know? Like Ricky says, it just happens in the green room at UCB a lot.
So we should just invite really famous people to come stand around in there and see if they take a hit.
Basically. Okay, I'll say it. Bill Clinton.
Greg, you also were kind of like floundering on that question when I asked you.
I didn't understand the question. I was busy looking at Picasso's Guernica and giving it a once over. When I saw the screaming horse's head and the metaphorical rendition of the Spanish fascist bombs dropping on the poor, underprivileged people of Spain, suddenly a raptor came into view. So for me, that's what art's like.
Ricky, what about you? You got anybody you could out that's super famous that smoked with you?
I've smoked with famous people, but no one that would be a surprise, I think.
Okay.
Maybe
the most famous
would probably be Tim Robbins.
Oh, that's a great one.
But he seems like he smokes, right? He seems cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did
a play together, so we got high. Did.
That's the first time I ever saw you. I mean, I'd seen you in a movie, didn't know it, but the first time I ever saw you was in that Tim Robbins play that I didn't understand.
And you sent me a message on Friendster.
I did. Friendster, you guys.
That's real. I played Condoleezza Rice. That's also real.
This one, me here, I saw the show twice, did not know that's who she was supposed to be.
You are a pale comparison, let me say.
Jacob, have you had any celebrity smoke sessions?
Well, I wouldn't say like nothing A-list Harrison Ford level, but I'm proud of my MF Doom smoke sesh. But we stalked him. He was part of a rap group before he was MF Doom called KMD that my brother and I were obsessed with. And we stalked him and found him on Long Island. We were there for our dad's funeral. We're like, no, we got to find MF Doom.
Yeah, prioritize. Yeah,
we called 411 and got his mother's number, and we showed up at his house. And
those were the days when you get a guy's mother's number.
It was a pretty good stalk. It was a pretty good stalk. We were 19 years old, but he came through he was very impressed with our California weed because this was before hydroponics was everywhere, and they had shitty weed in New York still. And he was really impressed with our weed. And then he asked us for some to go. We obliged.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I acted in a shitty independent movie with him years later that no one will ever see, hopefully.
Wow. Can I tell a secondhand Harrison Ford story?
That wasn't Harrison Ford.
Because you said Harrison Ford.
That was a gray Harrison Ford. Thank you.
Greg's
my favorite rapper. In
oh, I got
Doom.
Such a good one. Ready to go. Don't let me forget it.
Do you guys know who MF Doom is?
Please stop talking.
No.
He's giving the giant hand.
Greg, I hope you're
that
second.
Makes me nervous.
God damn it. Now I remember what it's like smoking with you. We're standing on the balcony on the cruise smoking weed out of an apple. And every story I tell never ends because you change the subject while I'm trying to tell it.
By the way, you should see Doug make an apple. It's a thing of beauty. It's amazing.
I hope the secondhand story about Smokey Pop.
I didn't get high with
Harrison. God damn it! I did the whole setup again for people who forgot. That's when they get you. You can't have to do the whole setup again. I just hope it was with Luke Skywalker because, of course, he had a second hand. right before he goes, am I going to be able to jerk off with this? We have fun. How could this be wrong?
It can't be wrong.
Do we have the pot topic song queued up? I know we don't have any on the cards, but I just thought of a pot topic.
If that's pot not... topic.
That's the song?
They're that was outstanding.
Yeah. Wait until you hear what happens when I say pot quiz hop shot. Boom, boom.
Wow.
Yeah. That's like when my friends try to imitate the Seinfeld song.
That's exactly what it is. We recorded your friends.
Chim chim, chippa chippa chim.
Bonk, 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 bonk.
Pucka chow!
So.
Bam bam, pucka chippa chow!
I always thought the theme song for Seinfeld is what Kramer hears in his head.
But now we know that's not what he hears in his head.
No.
It's not even
no.
close.
No.
We thought it was fun music. Wow. It is not. Very bad. You guys, I'm so happy with myself that I remembered all of that. I'm fucking stoned as shit. And I got a joke, and it's a fucking good joke.
Let's hear it for the joke. Where were we, you guys?
Harrison,
oh, hot topic.
Put it on, bounce, scram, cham, 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 cham.
Hot topic.
I learned just from talking to people, maybe it was on the news, that 5 states are going to have outright legalization, like Washington and Colorado, on the ballot in the fall, and that 2 of them are California and Florida.
No.
That's not true.
It's not?
No, definitely not California.
Why?
I read that in the paper today.
Definitely. What'd they say?
Not California.
What'd they say?
There's no... 2016.
Oh. Well,
sorry,
okay.
Guys.
Let me
couldn't
fix
get together,
it.
And they can't... Let's get serious for a second. They can't get together because all these legalized marijuana organizations are shitty, and they're unorganized, and they don't get shit done.
Don't say that. Don't say that. They're watching this. That's doing something.
They got to get their shit together, man. The last time in L.A., how many of you guys knew the difference between those 2 props? Nobody I talked to knew the difference.
It was confusing, but I think that's the lawmakers
don't
as
get
much
their
as
shit
the
together and get organized.
He's really getting into it.
Wait, where?
I'd like to talk about the mixing and the races for a minute, if I may.
States are primed to put it on the ballot at some point. Is Florida in the fall? Is Florida in the fall?
What's that?
Is Florida going to be in the fall?
I didn't read about that. I don't know. Florida fucks everything up.
So you're saying that article
you
memorized.
You only get weed in Florida if you buy it with a gun.
Yeah, they have stand your green laws there.
Say hello to my little friend.
I feel like I have to fight to get them out. Damn, can't you read laws? I can barely speak, you guys, and I'm screaming my jokes. But I love it.
It's I know just, you got a big Demi like, Moore just, thing going on. It's awesome.
It's just like a real pot circle.
You're
Everybody
so
can't pay attention to each other. But we're all
you guys
having,
seen Bigfoot's condom
anywhere? We're all having
anywhere?
Fun together.
Oh, gross.
Just getting that out.
Hey, I got an idea.
Total soft.
You two guys, you two crazy improvisers, pass out back and forth and say different things than it is.
Yes.
Other than what it really is.
I will only do it if it takes a half hour. Thank you.
We're called Frozen Fallopian too, but we do's a little bit different. Matt and I haven't written anything we're going to do here. We're going to do everything based on your suggestion, which I'm not going to take right now. Oh, the humanity!
That doesn't look like the Titanic. Yeah.
That improv's so awesome.
I get extra points for walking, too, by the way. No one else is walking.
I'm too hot to get up.
Am I supposed to be keeping track of points?
Yeah, I got six.
Let's get a Twitter question in here, you guys.
Doug, let me answer that question before you
pose.
I hope you guys have all done nitrous before.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. That was good.
Oh, improv's hilarious.
That's how you get him to do another one. You throw it at him.
That one struck a nerve with me, though. Yeah. The nitrous one. Yeah.
Let's do a Twitter question. I am Samuel. I assume Jackson. His avatar is a Kangol hat. Wrote, which city or state?
I declare.
That's it. I hereby declare is the whole.
You can stop him. Stop him.
Fell out. Jeez, wheeze.
How do you like the golf course? Well, the ball washers are okay. Maybe I shouldn't hand it
like,
to you
that's
right
the
after
first
that.
Question. That's the first question the guy with his balls in the ball washer gets asked. How do you like this place?
Magic of shitty
because if you like it, you're not going to be able to stay if you keep doing that. Jeff Tate, which city or state, take your pick, has the worst hecklers? Okay, let's go to Jacob.
It's Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock, Arkansas?
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
That's where I'm from.
Hey, that's fine as long as you fucking shut up during a show. They don't ever... In Little Rock, they're persistent, and they don't make sense.
That's what they were saying. Was it the Looney Bin or Vino's or what?
It was the Looney Bin.
Are you really from
Little
Rock?
Well, there you go. You go to Looney Bin, what do you want?
Are you from Little Rock?
I am.
Brooks Robinson, man.
Brooks Robinson, man. Come on, guys.
So they give clubs silly names so that you should just, you know, what were you thinking coming here in the first place? Why'd you think it would be good?
I don't know. I've never fared well at any Looney Bins across the country.
I always wish there was like a one. Chuckle sandwich, but there's none anywhere.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Ricky stopped by to say something.
I really wanted a club to be called Chuckle Sandwich, but there's none yet.
Chuckle Sandwich is the name of a club?
Chuckle Sandwich.
I don't think so.
Is that what you're saying?
I want there to be a club.
Do people even say knuckle sandwich anymore? Because it's hard to do puns off of stuff people don't even say anymore. There's a chain of of Mexican restaurant bars called Adobe Gilas. And that is a play on Dobie Gillis. A fucking TV show from like the late 60s or some shit. Like, it's a joke nobody gets. Every time I go there, I just get drunk and explain it to everyone.
If you're the only one that gets the joke, is it really a joke?
I don't know what it is. I get what or cheeseburger. I get that place. Like, everyone knows that they sell cheeseburgers, and that there was a sketch where they used to say that.
There's a Danish chain called Gilligan's Island. I'm actually shocked at myself, really.
Do you have a least favorite city or state, Jacob?
No. I've never been heckled.
What?
Not once.
Somebody heckle him.
Never been heckled.
Guys, he's deaf.
I heckle them. See my act.
Yeah, you do. He will take you down.
Damn. To Chinatown. I don't have a least favorite. I like to play anywhere. Vegas, maybe.
Do you want me to give you the email address of the Little Rock guy?
Sure.
That would be fun if you went and did it and reported back to us.
Book your ticket for out on Thursday. There's no way you're going to stay the whole week.
That sounds horrible.
I thought we were all making funny noises. Has Garfunkel and Oates ever been heckled?
Yeah. I would say the ties between Dallas and Denver. Those are our two.
Big D.
Yeah, the
Double
Big D.
Double D.
The Big D's, yeah.
Did the improv in Dallas?
D and D.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
No, we just got heckled in one show, but that's okay.
How did you guys go over in Detroit?
We haven't played Detroit yet.
How about Dawson's Creek? Dawson's Creek.
Dogtown, did someone say that? Mm-hmm.
Delaware.
Diego, San.
I don't mind getting heckled, though, for some reason. I think it's really funny, and I always start laughing.
But what do they yell at you? Do they make it, is it a man yelling something, like, sexual or something?
Usually, yeah. But then sometimes it's
a
drunk woman.
That's what it is
woman.
To me, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess you and Garfield Notes get show us your dick.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What is it they say?
Like, show us your tits, or they'll say which one they like. For some reason, they'll just call out one of us. It's always really weird.
Oh, it's like, Kate, show me your tits! Yeah. Garfunkel, no!
Garfunkel and Kate!
Yeah. Or they'll tell us to stop talking and play a song. That happens a lot. Yeah.
Stop talking.
I agree with that one.
Yeah. We have had a couple Make Me a Sandwich, which is my favorite.
The between show banter is very cute. Yeah. And it's part of the show.
It's
and,
fun.
You know, the people don't yell that at Springsteen.
They no. should.
No.
They, Next! Yeah.
Sing a song with Mary in it.
Did everybody answer the question? Greg, you haven't answered that one.
What's the question?
The worst hecklers.
Have you made...
Pookie, you know. No one gets Western with the Proop Kit, and I'll fucking annihilate you. I don't fucking deal with hecklers. I chemically dispose of them.
No,
scorched Brown. Earth, man. There's no room when I'm on stage for me and would-be insurrections of entertainment. And so I don't deal. But the goodest one was I was in Caroline's in New York, which can be a little ropey on Friday and Saturday. Like, the crowd is, well, in other words, like, people have knots in their head.
That cleared it up.
Yeah. They've come from another borough of New York, and they're in Manhattan for entertainment. And
the Jersey borough?
Well, whatever it is, the lights have put the zap on them. You know what I mean? And they've never felt this free. And yet at the the same time, there's a giant disconnect because they're not watching Storage Wars or whatnot. So they know that there's supposed to be entertainment going on, but the faggitude is bunking their chitlins. And so I get through my set. It's like a Friday Night Light. And there's a cat in the front row, and his body shape can best be described as raindrop. He has no hair.
Welcome back to Greg Entertains High, people.
He has no hair, and his skull is not attractive. And at the end, I'm about to wrap it up, and he goes, "I got a question," and that's how he spoke. I swear it on the fucking flaming balls of Kathy Lee Gifford. This is how he spoke. He said, "I got a question." And I went, "At long last, darling, what is your query?" And he said, "How come you don't talk more about pussy?" That was his heckle. And I put my hands behind my back and I said, "Pumpkin butter, I've had more pussy than you've had hot meals." And now the crowd likes me. It's been an hour of, oh, fuck. And that, hey, that was fucking funny. I got that. That was a quantitative put down.
Was it a riff?
Huh?
Was it a riff?
Yeah, no, and then I said, and oh, to make me sound even more egomaniacal, I was standing like this, I said, "I want everyone to notice that I haven't taken my hands out from behind my back," as if I can do this with both hands behind my back. And at this point, he was gibbering in a mass, and at that point, the audience was delighted, and at that point, I felt triumphant over a certain, you know, it's not so much that you want to win, it's like, it's just an ego situation, and you're the substitute teacher in a lot of fucking gigs, you know what I mean? And every once in a while, Mr. fucking Cosgrove wins the fucking, you know, everyone comes out and goes, "I didn't know that the fucking river that ran through Rome was called the Tiber."
I love that.
You should go to Little Rock, man.
Little Rock sounds awesome. I love blue-collar audiences because they're always high on hard drugs. And I think that they're really honest.
They're none honest of these people had college.
Suburban crowds give me a pain, you know. When people think they know shit, it's worse than when they just don't know shit. Then it's, you know.
Do you have a place you don't like, Matt?
Yeah, wherever Jeff's from.
I'm also from Little Rock. I'm from Cincinnati.
That's right.
That's where I'm from.
Sure.
Pete Rose, everybody.
Going, yeah.
He has, man.
Nice. All right, so now we really are going to do the pot quiz.
Pop quiz. Shot. Bing, bang, chow.
Bing, bing.
Matt, we started to play this with you. I think we've played like one round of it with other guests. It's something I always don't have time for. And this is a fatter episode of the show, so I'm going to bring it on. This is the Urban Dictionary definitions. Yeah. So we'll start with Matt, and I'll tell you one. And if you get it right, then, you know... we won't. We'll just say you got it right. But if you miss, then we'll pass it to the next person until somebody gets it or nobody does.
Hey, where's the fucking weed?
Thank you.
I don't know. I threw down the bag like, bring me another. And
bring me another bag of Doug. Hey, Mom, I got fired from that bringing out the bag of weed.
He just leaves quietly, hangs up his beard and his hoodie.
It's the ultimate don't get high on your own supply. He's instead of bringing them to us. Okay. but here, I'll just take it straight to you since you were sounded so upset. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Edward Asner?
Sesame Street is brought to you by the letter T.
Don't make me a prop in your chair.
All right, Matt. You got your weed. Now you're going to know this. cheerleader effect. What is that? According to the Urban Dictionary, what's the cheerleader effect?
And these aren't all sexual, right? No.
Well, they're judgmental.
I feel like I have the cheerleader effect, and I don't know what it is. A little bit.
Okay, this is a good clue. You might be part of the cheerleader effect.
Oh, good. Okay.
Enthusiastic about stuff you have no idea about.
Is cheerleader effect the word or the definition?
That's not it.
That's a very good answer.
Is it the word or the definition?
It's the word.
And so you got to come.
You
got to
guess
definition?
The definition. Yes.
I thought cheerleader effect.
But that's a great idea. The next one, I'll give you the definition, then you tell me what it's called. Improvise that shit. Greg, what do you think it is?
The cheerleader effect?
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of people should know, you know what I mean? Hang on a minute.
The answer's in this bag. It's Willy Wonka pot.
I don't remember eating a balloon.
But you'll never forget shitting it out with air in it.
I think you'll find that's the complexity of that joke.
I think I know the answer.
Ricky,
to
what do you think it is? You're last.
Oh, good.
I think, for real, I think it's when girls make guys think they're funnier than they are, and then they get too confident.
Oh, nice.
There right? Like, oh, baby, that was so great. I love it. That was awesome. I've never done that. Shit. You're so funny.
That's not what it is. Jacob, we don't have a buzzer. Jacob, do you...
I feel like it's Hollywood Squares. I'm supposed to have like a funny answer than a real answer, you know?
I just got an idea. In a few next show, next month, I'm going to juggle three of these. I gotta learn to juggle, but I think I can do it. I'm sorry, Jacob.
I think
what?
It's fucking the quarterback? Like they always fuck the quarterback?
I feel like that's close by Doug's face.
That's not bad. Well, it's not right either. It's not right, but it's not bad. Jeff, what do you think it is? He's very confident.
Is it when it's
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody?
Was that the Macy's parade?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize I didn't go any lower.
The character of Los Angeles Smog is the newest balloon. What do you think it is, Jeff?
I think it's when if a cheerleader falls like off a like one of those pyramids, and then a tsunami happens on their side. Like if you go back in time and fucking step on a bug, it fucks up the future. It's a cheerleader. You go back to the 50s and you push a cheerleader to the ground, and then 50 years later, we're all Chinese.
They describe it in just three sentences. And it goes like this. When you see a group of girls or guys and they look hot, but when you see each person individually, they are not.
The cheerleader got it.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Did you ever hear a live
that's
record?
That's so good, we're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back. Jazz.
broken and you're heartless. You're probably not a diva, you're a cunt. Cunt, 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 cunt,
cunt, cunt, cunt,
cunt.
We're back. We're talking about peeing and the best position to not feel like you're having to pee. So sitting is better?
Sitting is better. Well, when I stand up, I feel like I have to pee, but when I sit down, I'm okay.
Okay, so stay seated until the show's over.
Okay.
Then we'll be good.
She's right, you guys.
I forgot to tell Greg to stay seated until the show's over. Do you think he left?
No.
Where, what's he doing?
I told him there was more show.
Okay, good. Greg?
I feel like he stood up and then had to pee.
Oh, okay. Oh, there he is. There he is.
Thank you. Thanks.
He made it. Greg,
welcome back.
Greg, someone...
We have a great second half plan. We're going to play pop shots. Scabbity Duke!
Welcome to SeaWorld. Is that from Point Break? I just thought of one. I just thought of something Gary Busey says in Point Break. Right? We were doing
Does
that
he
earlier.
Say that?
When they're
Welcome
in the pool.
To SeaWorld?
Yeah, when they're in the pool.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you could make it up, though, too.
And Utah!
Still be real.
Utah! Two.
Yeah. I saw it yesterday. I don't remember anything about it.
Remember? He was like, bring me two. What did he want? Sandwiches or something?
They got the best meatball sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
Meatball sandwiches.
I'm so hungry I could eat a buffalo.
Bring me two of those.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We should...
Two. He leans out the car. Two.
Two.
And he goes, boy, that Calvin and Hobbes. He's laughing at Calvin.
Yeah, Calvin and Hobbes.
Holy shit.
It's fucking good, man.
It's amazing how well you know this movie.
It's an American classic. You would do yourself a favor, really, and a service by bathing in it.
Hey, Point Break. Somebody said that, right?
Yeah.
Yes. You think I'm just here to get in on your Point Break? Something like that. Yeah. Some sort of Keanu nonsense. Greg Proops, Twitter question. Have you made any plans to make the Greg Proops Old Time Baseball Hour a reality? Woo! Yeah, at the J.R. Lancaster wants to know. I want to know.
Thank you. It was Doug's idea, really. We were doing Getting Doug with High in Culver City at a very famous movie studio and in an incredibly close room that by the end of the shoot, the crew is higher than you, right? The cameras are wobbling. The cues are erratic. And basically it falls apart into a shambles. It's like being in Three Dog Night. The song starts, and then at the end you're like, what song are we doing? So during that period of history, I said I should do it, but this crowd doesn't want
to. I have no idea
maybe,
what the question
maybe.
Is.
Maybe I would.
Oh my God.
Like, you have to like old-time baseball stories and shit like that. So that's what it would be like.
I think it'll be great, though, because it'll be you telling them, so that'll make it
was
fun.
Was all that from Point Break?
It's right before they hit the bank the last time.
Jimmy Love Lady. It's just a guy just that breaking it down. What his life's all about, Jimmy Love Lady. He wants to know, Jeff Tate, how does it feel getting mistaken for the original lead singer of Queensryche? Who is, of course, named Jeff Tate.
It only happens in print. You know what I mean? Like, I don't look like him. So it's only people who show up.
But they're still expecting him to show up, though, sometimes.
Yeah, idiots who show up at a comedy club thinking the fucking guy from Queensryche is going to be there.
How many people have thought they were seeing Garfunkel and Oates for real? So many people.
Like a pairing of.
Yeah, they thought they were seeing John Oates and
Garfunkel.
They're always really old and they get mad and then they like corrupt and leave.
I see what you're saying. She's saying I should play it up. I should only do like real divey, dirty rock bars. And be like, Jeff Tate, guess what? Solo. Like really, like.
That's it. Jeff Tate solo. You'll sell some tickets.
Yeah,
I just saw.
Nobody likes me anyway.
But the people who like you will buy them too. You know, it's good for everybody.
I just saw recently Paul Simon and Sting, and I thought it was going to be your guys' new group. It was fucking Paul Simon Sting.
Yeah, so disappointing that it wasn't me and Kate.
Wait, why did you say Sting because you couldn't think of Daryl Hall?
No, that's a real thing. They are touring.
They really are touring?
They are.
Oh, okay. Hey, let me catch you up on what you missed. Just came in.
Shit you took.
That's what you... Yeah, that and we're high. That's what you missed.
Are you wearing jodhpurs?
What are those?
What people wear to ride horses.
Oh, those do look like jodhpurs.
Oh, this is dead anyway. Thank you.
If you're wearing jodhpurs, it's cool. This isn't one of those jodhpur-free... You know, like you go to the bathroom and it says no jodhpurs and whatnot. It's not like that. We're open-minded here. Whatever pants you're wearing, if you're wearing culottes or clam diggers or turnips.
Oh, that's funny you should say that. The next Urban Dictionary definition is clam digger.
Yeah. It's an awesome song by the Nas. It's about girls who dig shellfish.
I feel like it's a guy looking for a G-spot. Wouldn't that be like, you're like, where is it? It's somewhere.
Why would the guy care?
He's just looking for whatever he left in there.
Oh, yeah.
Also, maybe he's just trying to get his hot wheels part out.
Yeah, why did you... What was that about?
What do you usually leave in there?
That was the one.
Listen, here's what happened. I decided to stand up way before I decided to start talking. Because I needed to stand up. This chair...
But now you have to pee.
I do have to pee, but it... Fuck, this... So I was already in that motion, and then those words... that was totally a sit-down joke. It wasn't a stand-up. Check it out. Burn!
So who still needs to pee? Because we need you to pee now if you really need to go. Because you got to stay... You got to be here for the big finale. So anybody else have to pee?
I'm going
to
hold it.
What?
Will we really stop in the show to pee?
I thought you said you had to pee.
I would just...
Okay.
He was being supportive.
Yeah, he was being super supportive of your pee thing.
I've only read a book about improv. Did I do it wrong? I thought you were just supposed to agree blindly to whatever was said.
And don't forget to appeal to the lowest common denominator. That's the king.
And page two is hold your head as much as possible.
Yeah.
Was I just holding my head?
You're holding your head a lot, yeah.
Always hold your head.
That's my best angle.
Yeah.
I feel like it's weird if I do it.
Yeah, no, it's funny. It's funny.
Like if the kid from Home Alone grew up and was...
Oh,
and
I feel like I'm in a music video if I hold my head, right? Kind of 80s.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was really good, Ricky.
Thank you. I picture
you
myself
also look
doing
pretty
this.
Tonight.
Thank you. I feel like I'm doing a split on a car.
Is that what it looks like when I do it? I can't see it because I'm on the inside of this.
I'm gonna start. On this next Urban Dictionary, because I think she'll just answer it, and then we can call it a night. What is the
definition?
That's
your biography, Jeff. I'm inside of this.
What is a wiener cousin?
Is that the foreskin?
I knew you'd be quick, but I thought you might also be accurate.
Oh.
And that is not...
Is it,
wiener cousin
is it a
is not
vagina that's really...
No,
like, it's like got a lot like hanging out going on. Is it the balls? Oh, no, just one. It's when they have one ball.
That would
ball.
Be cousins. That'd be
one
cousins.
Ball, one
yeah,
ball.
Maybe one ball.
I can't tell how many are in there usually.
Usually there's
it's two.
Yeah.
It's a special circumstance.
Well, they usually don't roll them around like Captain Queequeg. What's his name, Greg?
Actually, honestly, if it's not two, they'll probably tell you before you ever touch them. Don't be alarmed. I got a bunch down there.
Does anybody...
So is Wiener Cousin one ball?
Does anybody have... Ricky, sit this one out. Does any of the gentlemen on the panel have an idea what a Wiener Cousin is?
Like an Italian sausage?
Okay, so you're out. Anything, Greg or Jacob or Matt?
It's if you're related to someone who sends sexual pictures over a phone. Use all the lingo to explain that.
That's my favorite answer, but not accurate. Greg, Jacob?
A Wiener Cousin? You're part of the Habsburg Empire. You're a hemophiliac, and you ruled Vienna at one point in the 18th century. You're a Wiener Cousin. At your wedding, glassware was dashed to the ground.
In volcano bags.
Jacob, how high are you right now?
Very, very high. 5 days ago, I didn't even smoke weed.
I know, right?
Now I'm doing
I've
this.
Totally turned you into a
Weezer
junkie.
I feel like he's the Jonah Ray because he has said he's the highest.
Am I the highest? When did I get done the highest?
Generally, the highest is the most talkative, not the most quiet.
Don't I win?
Generally.
Something about the highest? Is
yeah, right? And there's nothing to win, nothing to lose.
I thought your name was John.
But do you have any idea about Wiener Cousin? Because we really got to move on to the next thing.
It's that one cousin most men.
We're moving on, you guys. What do you got?
It's that one cousin that, you know, most guys have anal sex with at some point in childhood.
Is it when you and your friend...
That's the closest.
Is it when you and your friend bang the same lady? Not at the same time, but at different times? And then you're...
Then you're Wiener Cousins.
Really?
That's correct.
I don't remember.
Wait,
if two guys have sex with the same woman, they're Wiener Cousins.
We're fucking Wiener Cousins on this volcano bag.
I never got the answer, but I think you guys are the most famous people I've ever smoked pot with.
Oh, okay.
Unless anybody remembers Ruben Patterson.
Actually, Greg, do you remember, I worked with Greg years ago in San Francisco. I made you sign your action figure. I'm a Star Wars nerd. I made you sign you and Scott Capurro, who did the two-headed announcer from Fode and Bede from episode one. I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. So Greg's signed both heads. You didn't know that? Greg Pulson in Star Wars.
Thank you for remembering.
So that actually should have been my answer, too.
D.W. Griffith's Intolerance. 1916. David was a lamb chop. A lot of people would say he was racist and a taskmaster, but I found him engaging.
Okay, so it's very clear to me that everyone is pretty high up here.
What
that means when you're this high is that it is time for us to make you watch a magic trick.
I'd adore you.
Okay, perfect. Ricky, do you mind helping me with this next part?
I'll help you.
All right, I'm going to go through the cards like this.
Uh-huh.
I want you to tell me when to stop anytime you want.
Stop.
Right there. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, memorize that card.
Yeah.
I'll show it to the camera over there. Got it?
I'm not a camera.
I know I'm a bit stiff sometimes.
Ricky, do you
remember? Oh, boy.
Yes.
know I'm not supposed to move my phone in here.
Oh, yeah, it's against Largo rules, you guys.
Greg, can I get you a piece of paper with a phone number on it?
Yes, sir.
Can you read me the phone number minus the last two digits, just so not everyone hears?
Yes, what Gabe. 650.
650. Ricky, make sure this is what I'm punching in.
Yeah.
465.
465.
Mm-hmm. 2-8.
Okay, that's fine. Let me.
Yeah, it's risky doing something this complicated. To start.
All right, I'll place the call button. Hopefully, my.
I was not to disclose the last two numbers, ere the evil spirits will rise.
Dude, why don't you have the IOS?
Make it a call. Keep it. Be cool.
Have you rocking the six, bro?
Sorry, I missed your call. Feel free to leave a message. Oh, if you're calling about the card, it should be the four of clubs.
Nope.
No?
Maybe that was the wrong number. That could have been a whole magic trick you called.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
fine.
It's
out of Vegas.
It's fine. I'm going to do one more trick if you guys don't mind. You guys mind?
Okay.
Might as well do one more.
Matt Walsh, would you mind helping me with this trick?
Wait, what did you say?
Matt Walsh.
Is it not?
What did you say?
I don't know.
It's Matt. It's the same Matt. Say the Matt part.
I know that, but
do another trick.
Nobody
what
cares.
What did you say? What
nobody
did you say?
He called you Matt Walsh.
He called me Matt what? Matt Walsh?
Walsh.
I know
do you
it's
not know
better.
Who I am?
No, I know. Nobody cares.
So, Jeff, do you have any plugs? Anything coming up that?
Sorry, man.
You want to?
That was a rubber bottle.
Anything at all?
Wait, are you a real medic, dude? Because you told me you were a real medic backstage.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's real.
Are you like an improv guy?
No, he's made real. Of sugar.
So she. Greg, I'm trying to do your plugs, man.
Sorry.
Two Proopcasts, The Smartest Man in the World and the Greg Proops Film Club. And they're available on iTunes at gregproops.com. And I'm sure gregproops.com has all of his tour dates and whatnot. And
it certainly does, Doug. Thank you for saying that.
Okay. You're welcome, Greg. Matt Besser, he's got a podcast called Improv for Humans on the Earwolf.
Thank you.
Comedy network of podcasts, and he has a book that's called the UCB Comedy Improvisation Manual.
Jeff.
And thanks for him for having the UCB Theater, because that's where we do Douglas movies every week. Ricky Lindholm, upcoming show, a series, Garfunkel and Oates, on the IFC Network.
Yep.
Yay. Jeff Tate's going to be at Woodlands Tavern in Columbus, Ohio on March 31st and at May Day in Cincinnati, Ohio on April 1st. So that's...
Yep.
April 1st, that's just a joke. That show's not really going to happen.
We'll see.
I don't think it will. And Jacob Siroff performing at the American Comedy Company. Ooh, I like that place. In San Diego this Thursday through Sunday. Yeah. And where... What's your Twitter handle, Jacob, so people can go check out all your racist humor?
They didn't get a taste of that tonight. So
I know.
Would you,
it was completely a non-racist appearance. I wanted to bring that up because some people like that kind of thing. There's not enough racist humor on the show. I was hoping you'd bring some tonight.
Just like a white guy.
He must have said something racist, didn't he? He said at least one racist thing.
I don't think
no?
so.
No?
No.
Nice.
Think
good job.
Thanks.
Greg hit the American Indian pretty hard at the beginning.
Yeah. I felt like I felt like it was an homage to all bad improv that's gone before me. And that's the refuge that I'm taking.
So he's just going to do that the whole time?
Oh, you think he's doing something right now?
I don't know. He's blinking.
Do you think I could keep his boots?
The real card we chose is underneath him.
Next time I'm gonna make sure to do all the plugs before the magic trick. I mean, if we do a magic trick.
Are we allowed to say what the card is yet?
Do you want to know our card or no?
He was dead, and he was a ghost, and he couldn't get to heaven, that so he is found out what the card was.
That is what Stoners
then
in the Magic
Show.
Then
he'd be Tuesdays on NBC.
For a little bit.
For a deal. Tuesdays. He's stuck in limbo until he finds the right card. He's going to lay on a fetid carpet in a club on La Cienega. And he wishes he could get to the fat burger around the corner.
There's a fat burger around the corner?
Yeah. I think it's a lot of what a lot of people have been thinking about.
I thought I could get in right there. I thought that was the sweet spot right there to get in and say Doug Loves Movies and Flappers in Burbank, California. On Thursday, February 27th, that's going to be a fun show. Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon is where I'm taping my new next album on 420. Easter Sunday, come out and listen to me blaspheme. And all of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Thank you to all of my guests. Holy crap. An amazing lineup. Let's just... Let's go down the line. Matt Besser, how high are you?
8.
out of how many?
Oh, A-T-E, not the number.
What word best describes how high you are?
Oh, my God.
What do you got, Greg?
Butterscotch.
I mean, how high are you? Probably same answer.
What was it? Are we on to me or
Ricky,
are we on
how Ricky? High are you?
I think I'm a 9.4. Or like a jellyfish. That's my word.
That's like a better scale. That's easier to understand.
Jellyfish.
I'm jellyfish.
Yeah.
The Russian judges had you at 8.2.
You're still a sea cucumber in their eyes.
Jacob, sleep. Help me, Jacob. You doing good? You hop pretty high?
Yeah, pretty high.
Okay. He's a straight shooter, that Jacob Siroff. And Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, great. Here's how high I am. When I go home, I'm high enough that I'll think I probably haven't seen this episode of Cheers. But I've seen it, but there's some jokes that'll surprise me still.
Thank you guys for coming. We'll do it again next month.